愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
啊，继续我们的题目，爱的真体。
Continue with our topic, the essence of love.
啊，爱是什么
？What is love?
啊，如果我们没有看圣经，每个人的定义都不一样。
If we don't refer to the Bible, everyone's definition of love is different.
啊，但是爱的来源是神。
But the origin of love is God.
啊，神就是爱。
God is love.
啊，爱的具体的表现就是主耶稣基督降世为人。
And a manifestation of God's love is His Son, Lord Jesus Christ, coming onto earth as a human.
主耶稣昨日、今日、明日、永远一样。
Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
啊，所以主耶稣的爱是不会改变的。
Therefore, the love of Lord Jesus Christ never changes.
所以跟主耶稣一样。叫做有爱心。
And so if we are like Christ, then we have love.
啊，因此啊，主耶稣讲的话，主耶稣的生活啊，值得我们来查考。
Thus, the words and the actions of Lord Jesus Christ is worthy of our study.
啊，让我们知道我们的生活要怎么改变啊，才能够变成有爱心的人。
So that we know how to transform our lives to become a person with more love.
那我们在几次里面有查考哥林多前书十三章。
Now we've studied 1 Corinthians 13 a couple of times already.
啊，爱是恒久的忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is patient.
Long suffering.
Love suffers long and is kind.
哦，恒久的忍耐啊，这不简单。
So it's not an easy thing to for long suffering.
啊，英文叫做长久的受苦。
English says to suffer a long time.
哦，那没有办法忍耐，这个叫做。没有爱心。
So a person is not able to have patience to bear endure through things, then they do not have love.
爱心大就是能够长久的忍耐。
A great love encompasses that person who can endure or suffer long.
但进一步又有恩慈。
But to take it a step further, it also comes with kindness.
能够对别人好。
They can treat others well.
这不简单。
This is not easy.
所以只有神帮助我们，我们爱心才能够进步。
Only by the help of God can we improve.In the way we show love to others.
那下面,
and following that,
爱是不嫉妒、不自夸、不张狂。
Love does not envy, love does not parade itself, it is not puffed up.
啊，这三句话其实连在一起的。
These three things are connected in the same sentence.
啊，不嫉妒就是别人比我们啊好的时候。
To not envy is when we see someone who is better than us.
我们会因他而高兴，感谢神。
But rather, we rejoice in that they are better, and we thank God.
不是觉得很难过，或者想要拿出什么行动来来破坏。
And we do not show any kind of envy or jealousy towards them to try to do them harm.
那爱是不自夸。
Now, love does not parade itself.
当我们比别人好的时候。
And when we are better than others in certain things.
我们愿意隐藏自己，而不是刻意的在别人面前显露。
And we would rather hide ourselves rather than to parade ourselves in front of others.
那英文有一个翻译叫 brag, 就是不吹牛。
In other words, we don't brag of ourselves.
有爱心的人呢，不会以自我为中心，在自我鼓吹。
So a person who has love is not self-centered and blows or toots their own horn.
我有多厉害，我有多行，我懂得多少。
To brag how capable they are, how much they know, how much power they have.
爱是不张狂。
Love is not puffed up.
英文叫 puff up, 就是说，一个有爱心的人，他不会认为自己比别人高。
If a person has love, they do not see themselves higher or better than others.
虽然有时候条件比别人好。
Even though they may have certain criteria or certain things that they do that are better than others.
但是在心里的最深处，他不会觉得比别人高。
But in the innermost part of their hearts, they do not feel that they are better than others.
那比别人高，第一个就会看低别人。
If they think that they are better than others, first of all, they will look down on the other people.
那第二个就会有优越感。
And secondly, they will have this sense of superiority.
有时候虽然没有讲，但是在生活中会表现出来。
And even though they may not say it verbally, but they demonstrate it in the way they conduct their lives.
那这个不张狂哈，也有个味道，就是我们愿意跟大家这样在一起。
And it's not puffed up, meaning that we are willing to be as one with everyone else.
不是目中无人。
and not to stand out from the others and see them as inferior.
爱是不做害羞的事。
Love does not behave rudely.
或者 commit what is shameful. 如果我们爱谁爱人
or commit what is shameful. If we love our neighbors,
我们爱我们的父母。
If we love our parents,
我们不会做我们的父母在别人面前觉得很羞耻的事。
We will not do things that put our parents to shame before others.
如果我们爱我们的配偶。
If we love our spouse,
我们不会做我们的配偶在人面前觉得很羞耻的事。
We would not do things to put our spouse to shame in front of others.
如果我们爱我们的子女，
If we love our children,
我们不会做我们的子女在别人面前提起来会羞耻的事。
We would not do things that is shameful for our children to even mention to their friends.
倒过来。
Conversely,
we
strive hard to become their pride, their glory.
这就是爱。
And that is love.
英文另外叫做不 rude, 就是不粗鲁。
And English also has a translation that says does not behave rudely.
我们爱心是一个很会体贴的人。
And so a person with love has empathy towards others.
不粗鲁。
It is not rude.
我们做每一件事情都要考虑别人的感受。
Everything that we do, we need to put others in consideration.
那爱是不求自己的益处。
Now, love does not seek its own.
就常常为别人的好处在着想。
It's always seeking for and considering the other person.
那很多的问题就解决了。
And all of the problems can be resolved in this way.
那爱是不轻易发怒。
And love is not provoked.
爱是不计算人的恶。
It thinks no evil.
所以真的有爱心的人是引恶扬善。
And so a person with true love thinks no evil, but rather they turn towards what is good.
那我们现在来看下面对爱心的定义。
And now let us read the next definition of love.
哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians 13.
第六节。
Verse 6. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
这里讲爱心有两个特色。
It talks about two characteristics of love here.
那其实这两个特色是合在一起的。
And then these two are go hand in hand.
是用不同的角度来描写。
And it sees love, describes love from a different perspective.
爱是不喜欢不义。
And love does not rejoice in iniquity.
什么叫做不义？
What is iniquity?
圣经说不义就是罪。
The Bible says that iniquity is sin.
爱就是跟罪不能够相容。
So love means that we cannot be apart with sin.
现在从主耶稣身上来看。
And so if we look at it from Lord Jesus Christ.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John 3.
十六节。
John 3 verse 16.
约翰福音三章十六。
John 3:16.For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
世界上最伟大的爱是什么？
What is the greatest love in this world?
神对世人的爱。
The love that God shows his people.
那神对世人爱最伟大的表现是什么？
And what is the greatest demonstration of God's love to his people?
要把他的独生子赐给我们。
It is to give his only begotten son.
那这个爱的最后表现是最后的结果是什么？
And what is the result of this love?
不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that they should not perish, but have everlasting life.
所以神对我们的爱直到最后一点就是永生。
So God's love until the very last point is everlasting life.
那为着要让我们得永生。
In order so that we may receive everlasting life.
主耶稣降世为人。
Lord Jesus came into this earth as a man.
来解消我们人生最大的危机。
To resolve our greatest crisis in life.
人生最大的危机不是能源危机。
Our greatest crisis in this world is not just energy.
最大的危机也不是污染。
And it's not pollution.
也不是气温上升。
Nor global warming.
也不是传染病。
Or pestilences and disease.
人生最大的危机就是灭亡。
But the greatest crisis in humankind is perishing or destruction.
如果今天我们死了。
If today we die.
我们不在神的爱里面。
And we're no longer in God's love.
我们就灭亡了。
If we are no longer in God's love, then we will perish.
如果我们今天死了,
but if today we die,
我们在神的爱里面,
but we are in the love of God,
我们就有永生,
then we have hope of everlasting life.
那什么叫做在神的爱里面?
What does it mean to be in the love of God?
就是具体的表现, 耶稣基督。
The manifestation of that love is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
所以主耶稣来世界上就是爱的一个表现。
So Lord Jesus came into this earth as a demonstration of God's love for his people.
但是我们看主耶稣在世界上他怎么提到罪
but if we look at how Lord Jesus talks about sin while he was on the earth
我们看马太福音第九章
let's turn to Matthew chapter 9
马太福音第九章
Matthew chapter 9
马太福音第九章
Matthew 9
从第十节
Matthew 9 verse 10
直到十二节
10 to 1210. Now it happened, as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard that, he said to them, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick.
这里主耶稣在屋里坐席。
The Lord Jesus was sitting at the table in the house.
然后就有一些税吏跟罪人来。
And so many tax collectors and sinners came to him.
耶稣没有躲避他们。
Jesus did not avoid them.
虽然税吏跟罪人大家很讨厌。
Even though many people despise tax collectors and sinners.
但是主耶稣接纳他们。
But Lord Jesus received them.
为什么?
Why?
这个就是他来世界的目的。
Because this is the purpose why he came into the earth.
他要救罪人。
He came to save sinners.
那在这个时候来的法利赛人。
At this time, some Pharisees appeared.
法利赛人就是一群对摩西律法有深入研究的人。
Now the Pharisees were those that were very well versed and knowledgeable with the Mosaic laws.
他们严守摩西的律法。
And they kept the Mosaic laws very strictly.
然后他就问一个问题。
And they asked a question.
你的先生为什么跟税吏罪人一同吃饭呢?
Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?
对他们来讲,如果你的先生是义人,他不应该跟罪人在一起。
Now to them, if your teacher was a righteous man, he should have no part with sinners.
所以我们就看法利赛人不能够接纳罪人。
We see that the Pharisees could not accept sinners.
但是主耶稣可以接纳罪人。
Yet Lord Jesus was able to receive them.
好，那主耶稣接纳罪人有一个目的。
Now Lord Jesus received the sinners with a purpose.
十二节。
Verse 12.
耶稣说，健康的用不着医生，有病的才用得着。
He said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick."
那这个十二节是在描写九节到十一节。
Verse 12 is describing 9 to 11.
就是在这个坐席里面的人分作三种。
Meaning that at this table, there were three types of people.
一个是健康的。
One were the healthy ones.
一个是有病的。
The others were the sick ones.
那一个是医生。
And the other was the doctor or the physician.
那到底这个谁是谁?
And so who do these groups belong to?
有病的才用得着医生。
Those who are sick are in need of a physician.
就是指那些税吏跟罪人。
Meaning that the sick are the tax collectors and sinners.
他们的行为确实不好。
Their conduct was not good.
他们也知道自己不好。
And they knew that of their own sins.
他们也知道如果没有做什么事情他们是没有希望的。
They also know that if they didn't try hard to change themselves, they would have no hope.
所以主耶稣来他们就来找主耶稣。
So when Lord Jesus came, they went to see him.
那主耶稣就是医生。
And Lord Jesus is the physician.
要医他们的病。
He was there to heal them and cure them of their diseases.
那这个病啊不是普通的感冒。
Now, this sickness was not your common cold.
好像大麻风。
But it was like a leprosy.
没有办法医的。
It was incurable.
是慢慢在腐蚀一个人。
And it gradually ate away at the person.
让人不能够过正常的生活。
So that a person could not live a normal life.
最后的结果就是死。
And the result of that is death.
不但肉体的死，而且是灵魂的死。
Not only a physical death, but a spiritual one.
所以主耶稣来是要医病人。
Lord Jesus came here to heal the sick.
那这里讲健康的是谁?
So who were the healthy ones referred to?
就是指的文士法利赛人。
It was referring to the Pharisees and the scribes.
那不是他们没有罪。
It wasn't that they were sinless.
是他们不会觉得自己有罪，这个是最大的问题。
But rather, they felt that they had no sin, and that in itself was the greatest problem.
所以我们现在最大的问题不是我们有罪。
So today, our greatest problem is not that we have sin.
我们最大的问题是我们不知道自己有罪。
But our greatest problem is that we don't even know that we are sinning.
因为如果我们知道自己有罪，
For if we knew that we have sin,
有一个医生无所不能。
Then there is a very powerful and mighty physician.
就是主耶稣。
And that is the Lord Jesus.
他可以解消我们的罪。
And he can cure us of our diseases.
因为他在十字架上用他的宝血成为赦罪的泉源。
For he has already shed his precious blood on the cross as this source of forgiving sins.
所以人，一个罪人要接近神。
So for a sinner to approach God.
神也愿意接纳他，这是神的爱。
And God willing to accept that sinner, this is showing God's love.
但是有一个过程。
But it goes through a process.
就是要除掉罪的过程。
Which is the process of cleansing ourselves from the sin.
那这个过程就是信耶稣受洗。
And this process is to believe in Jesus Christ and to be baptized.
然后过圣洁的生活。
And to live a life of sanctification and holiness.
但是如果我们因为强调爱，然后再把罪抓进来。
But if we emphasize on love and we bring sin in,
那重新我们跟神又有一个阻隔。
Then we reintroduce this chasm between us and God.
所以我们接纳罪人，我们爱罪人。
So if we receive sinners and we show love to them,
因为我们本身也是罪人。
Because we ourselves are also sinners.
但是神不能接纳罪。
But God cannot accept sinners.
所以悔改就变成很必须的。
And so it is imperative that they repent.
但是现在的问题就是基督教里面强调爱。
But the problem now is that many Christian churches overemphasize love.
但是没有强调爱是不喜欢不义。
But they do not emphasize that love does not rejoice in iniquity.
那因为没有强调这一点，爱变成人犯罪。纵容罪的一个原因。
And because they do not emphasize this point, love oftentimes becomes a shelter and excuse for people to continue living in a life of sin.
如果爱是不喜欢不义。
Now, love does not truly rejoice in iniquity.
主耶稣就是爱的表现。
And Lord Jesus is the manifestation of love.
你想想看，如果每一个人的信仰都很虔诚，这个社会应该是没有罪的。
And everyone has a very devout faith, then this society should be without sin.
因为爱是不喜欢不义。
Because love does not rejoice in iniquity.
事实上，很多人到教会。
Many people go to church.
很多人在拜神。
Many people worship gods.
但是好像道德一直往下掉。
But it seems like their moral standards continue to decline.
所以我们就知道，我们强调爱，但是我们在包容罪。
So we know that although we emphasize love, we are actually bearing in sins.
爱是不喜欢不义。
But love does not rejoice in iniquity.
不义就是罪。
And iniquity is sin.
罪就是病。
And sin is a disease or sickness.
我们现在来看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians 6.
第九节。
1 Corinthians 6 verse 9.
一直到11节。
9 to 11. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
这个地方说，不义的人不能够承受神的果。
Here it says that the unrighteous cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
所以我们如果真的爱一个人。
If we truly love someone,
我们看到一个人活在不义的生活当中，
and we see them living in unrighteousness or iniquities,
我们会很不喜欢，
and we will, this should not please us.
我们会带领他脱离这样的生活，
and rather we should lead them away from that kind of a lifestyle.
这样叫做爱。
This is what it means to show true love.
那如果我们爱一个人，
but if we love someone,
我们看到这个人活在不义里面，
and we see them living in their iniquities,
而强调爱来包容他，
and we emphasize love and we accept them for who they are and what they do,
没有带领他改变，
And we do not lead them to transform their lives.
那到最后，他就没有跟神的国没有份了。
Then in the end, they may have no part with the kingdom of God.
那这种爱就不是主耶稣的爱。
And this kind of love is not the love of Christ.
这个是世界的人情。
This is the feelings or emotions of love between people of the world.
这跟圣经讲的爱是不一样。
This is different from the love described in the scriptures.
如果我们仔细读里面的事情。
If we look carefully at the things that it mentions,
淫乱的,
the fornicators,
拜偶像的,
idolaters,
奸淫的,
adulterers,
做娈童青男色的,
homosexuals,
第十节,
verse, and sodomites, 偷, verse 10,
偷气的,
thieves,
贪心的,
covetous,
醉酒的,
drunkards,
辱骂的,
revilers,
勒索的,
extortioners,
这个都不能承受神的果。
These will not inherit the kingdom of God.
因此我们在家里面如果爱我们的家人
So in our family at home we should love our families
照着圣经的道理来带领他们
If we lead them according to the instructions the truth in the scriptures
这个不义的事情就会从我们的家庭拿掉
Then we shall remove all the iniquities in the way that we live from our families
那神就会与我们同在
And God will abide with us
但是如果我们强调爱
But if we overemphasize love, and we forget that love does not rejoice at iniquity, sometimes there may be iniquities in our home that may happen,
and
we will not have God's abidance. And then this family will lose the grace of God. They will lose the peace and joy of God, and lose the abidance of God. This is a very unfortunate thing to happen.
爱是绝对的好。
So, love is the absolute goodness.
也绝对是需要的。
It is absolutely good and it is absolutely necessary.
但它的特色是不喜欢不义。
But one of its characteristics is that it does not rejoice in iniquity.
所以真正的爱
So, true love
是不容许罪。
Does not bear sins.
但是它是爱罪人。
But they show love to sinners.
所以真正的爱，我们会带领罪人经历悔改的过程。
So true love, we will lead sinners to transform their lives, to repent.
就像主耶稣所做的。
Just as Lord Jesus had demonstrated.
那这个叫做爱。
That is love.
好，那我们现在再回来看。
Now let us turn back.
哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians 13.
十三章的。第六节
13 verse 6
第二句爱是只喜欢真理
Part B says rejoices in the truth
这个爱心的一个最大的原则就是在真理的范围之下
One of the principles of love is that it is done in truth
所以爱如果跟圣经的道理一样是好的
So if a love is according to the Bible then it is good
如果爱跟圣经的道理冲突就是不好
But if love has a discrepancy to the truth mentioned in the Bible then it is not a good thing
那跟圣经道理冲突那个爱不是从神来的
And if it conflicts with the love in the truth in the Bible then it is not from God
这是一个很重要的原则
This is a very important principle
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
所以既然爱是只喜欢真理，所以一个有爱心的人对是非的判断也是很清楚的。
So since love rejoices in the truth, the person with love will have a very good discernment between right and wrong.
因为真理就是标准啊。
Because the truth sets the standard, the bar.
跟真理一样就是对，跟真理不一样就是不对。
Whatever sides with the truth is right, and whatever does not side with the truth is incorrect.
而不是因为我们爱一个人，是非分不清。
It's not because we love someone so much that it distorts our view of what is right and wrong.
因为他是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
For love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
现在全世界承认同性恋合法大概有七个国家。
Now, 7 countries in the world acknowledge a lawful marriage between homosexuals.
七个国家里面没有一个回教徒的国家。
And in the 7 countries, not one of them is an Islamic country.
七个国家里面大部分都是以基督教为旗手的国家。
And the 7 countries are predominantly Christian.
差不多在五六年前。
About 5 or 6 years ago,
阿根廷把同性恋合法化。
Argentina also legalized gay marriage.
阿根廷有79%是天主教徒。
Argentina, the population of Argentina, 79% of them are Catholics.
所以信耶稣的人占大多数。
So they're predominantly believers in Christ Jesus.
那为什么在这样的国家里面同性恋会合法呢？
How is it that in these countries that are predominantly Christian, homosexuality can be legal, marriage of them can be legal?
强调爱，但是没有强调他是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
It is because they overemphasize on love and do not mention that love does not rejoice in iniquity.
我们刚刚读那个哥林多前书第六章讲得很清楚，里面不义的事情里面 有一个就是青男子，就是同性恋。
And we read very clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 of all the evil things that it mentioned, and one of them being homosexuality.
所以圣经的话是不会改变的。
The scripture does not change.
圣经的解释也不是随着时代的潮流，圣经一直在演变，好像文化一样。
And the interpretation of the scripture does not change due to cultural changes and trends.
如果圣经随着文化的潮流解释不一样，这个不是真理。
If the interpretation of scripture continues to change due to culture and other traditions, then that is not truth.
如果2000年前不对，现在还是不对。
If it is wrong 2000 years ago, then it is wrong today.
如果世界再存2000年，还是不对，这个叫做真理。
And if the world exists 2,000 years later, then it would still be incorrect. That is what is the truth.
但是因为这个风一吹进到基督教界里面来。
But because the wind blows towards Christian churches.
我们最近有一个教会要买会堂。
Recently, one of our churches is in the process of purchasing a chapel.
有一个教会要卖会堂。
And there was a church that was selling their property.
人数看起来还是不好像不少的样子。
And it looks like they had many members.
为什么要卖会堂？
Why were they selling?
就是他信徒里面分作两派。
It's because there was a division in their congregation.
有的赞成同性恋，有的反对同性恋，合不起来，合不来就卖会堂。
Some opposed homosexuality, others favored it, and they could not agree, and therefore they were going to split up.
爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
1997年
In 1979,
伯恩教会买了新的会堂。
Bolin Park purchased a new chapel.
在会堂要交给我们之前
When they were transitioning the property over to us,
他们教会的牧师要求我们跟他们有一个 potluck。
The minister in their church invited us to a potluck.
那个牧师坐在我前面。
And the minister sat in front of me.
我问他说：“这个会堂是什么用的？”
I asked him, "How was this church used?"
他说：“这个会堂在1997是给这个地区同性恋人敬拜神。”
He says, "In 1997, this church was used for homosexuals to worship God."
我再问他：“你是不是同性恋？”
And I asked him, "Are you gay?"
他说沉默了30秒钟，他说我是。
And he thought about it for 30 seconds or so, and finally said, "Yes, I am."
到最后，他就开始引用圣经来证明同性恋是对的。
And then he began explaining to me through the scriptures why homosexuality is right.
但是我就是一个感觉，他是解释圣经来符合他的生活方式。
But from what I saw, he was actually using the Bible. To support his own beliefs.
而不是改变自己来符合圣经的教训。
But not to transform himself, to conform with biblical teachings.
爱是只喜欢真理。
Love rejoices in the truth.
在圣经的真理之下。
In the truth of the Bible.
我们谈论爱，那这个爱才不会变质，才不会变调，才不会走错方向。
This is our standard to define love so that the quality and the meaning does not change and does not lose its direction.
主耶稣要升天以前最关心两件事情是什么？
What are the two things that Jesus cared about before he ascended to heaven?
看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的17章。
John 17.
John 17. 15节。
17 verse 15.
还有16节，请读。17章15节到17节。
17 verses 15 to 17. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
好，这个地方主耶稣说， 哦，他们不属世界，十六节。
Lord Jesus says they are not of the world. Verse 16.
就好像我不属世界。
Just as I am not of the world.
啊，十五节。
15.
我不叫你们离开世界。
And I do not pray that you should leave, take them out of the world.
所以基督徒要住在世界。
So as Christians, we shall live in this world.
是大部分的会堂都盖在都市里面。
And most chapels are constructed in cities.
啊，因为这是信徒所住的地方。
And because these are where many of the believers reside.
这是主耶稣的期待。
This is the expectation of Lord Jesus.
住在世界，但是不属世界。
That although we are in the world, we are not of the world.
但是最困难的是什么？
What is the most difficult thing about this?
就是十七节。
It is 17.
你用真理使他们成圣。
To sanctify them by your truth.
你的道就是真理。
Your word is truth.
所以怎么才能够不被世界同化。
So how can we not be assimilated to the culture of this world?
所以在哥林多在罗马书十二章里面他说不要效法世界。
Romans chapter 12, it says that we shall not conform to this world.
乃要心意更新而变化。
But rather be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
我们如果看英文conform 跟transform 这是很有意思的。
Now we see it's quite interesting in English, the words conform and transform.
如果我们住在世界跟世界一样，就是被同化了。
If we live in this world and be just like the people of the world, then we have conformed.
你想法、看法、生活都跟世界一样。
Our mindsets, what we think, what we do, is just like people of the world.
这个就是被同化了。
And that's what it means to be conformed.
那什么叫做心意更新的变化？
What does it mean to be transformed by the renewing of your mind?
我们的想法不一样。
Our thoughts, our precepts are different.
我们的看法不一样。
The way that we see things are different.
我们的生活方式内容不一样。
The way we live our life, the content of our lives are different.
那从同化跟它不一样，那个力量在哪里？
So what's the power that brings us from conformity to transformation?
那个原则在哪里？
What is the driving force? What is the principle behind it?
原则就是真理。
The principle is the truth.
那个力量就是圣灵。
And that force comes from the Holy Spirit.
所以在教会里面，我们要不断的接受圣灵真理的教导。
So in the church, we must continually be cultivated by the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
那这样我们的生活才会成圣。
And that is how our life can become more victorious.
那我们教会一直在强调爱，这个爱会跟主耶稣一样。
Our life can be more sanctified, and this love can be more like Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个爱是在真理之下。
Now, because this love is under the truth.
有时候圣经里面教导我们要在主里听从父母。
Sometimes the scriptures teach us that we need to obey our parents in the Lord.
要不要爱父母？当然要，这是孝顺。
Do we need to show love to our parents? Of course, that is filial piety.
那什么叫做在主里？
But what does it mean to be in the Lord?
在真理的原则下来爱父母。
Under the principle of the truth, we shall love our fathers and our mothers.
如果把在主里拿掉，
if we take away under the Lord,
那等于祝父母死了也可以拜他，因为你爱他嘛。
Then if our parents pass away, then we can also worship them because we love them.
但真理一放上去，你就不能拜。
But when we say that we love our parents in the Lord or under the truth, when they pass away, we shall not worship them.
所以我们的做法，我们爱的做法就有分别。
So the way we show our love, demonstrate our love, will be different, will be separated.
那我们在主里来教导我们的下一代。
And we raise our children up in the Lord.
我们爱我们的小孩子。
Although we love our children,
但用真理的原则来教他。
We educate them, we raise them up according to biblical principles and values.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
如果我们一直强调他的在世界上怎么突出，
when we keep emphasizing on how they can be exceptional in this world,
变成成功，
to become very successful,
没有用真理建立他们正确的价值观，
but do not establish their foundation with the truth,and the way that they're in their value system.
我们一直强调爱。
The more that we emphasize love,
但是忘记真理的原则。
But we forgot the truth.
我们的爱就把我们的孩子带错了方向。
Then our love will lead our children to the wrong direction.
比方说找工作。
For instance, finding a job.
大家都只要希望自己的孩子每年赚的钱多。
Everyone desires for their children to make more and more money.
公司升迁的机会大。
They want to give them more and more opportunities for promotions in the company.
但是你真理一拿上来，
But when you bring the truth into the equation,
我就发现找工作三个一定第一个要考虑的。
We know that out of three things that you should look for in your in job searching, one of them is most important.
第一个。
The first,
这个工作做了十年以后，我的信仰是往下降、往上升，还是平平的
？First is that after working in this job for 10 years, has my faith will my faith grow? Will it decline or will it remain flat?
如果做了十年，我的信仰往下降，这个不是好工作。
And after a decade of working, if my faith declines, then this would not be a good career to go into.
第二个
Secondly,
这个工作会不会影响我的家庭
？Will this work affect my family life?
如果这个工作没有办法让我照顾家庭。
If this job does not allow, give me time to take care of my family,
我们把工作提得比家庭重要
and we place work ahead of our family,
这个跟圣经原则不一样
and this is conflicting with biblical principles.
第三个
Thirdly,
这个工作会不会让我失去健康
Will this job compromise my health?
如果你做了十年以后病倒了
If after working a decade, I fall ill,
这个工作不是好
Then this would not be a good job to go into.
那在这个三个原则抓住之后
，So if we can grasp onto these three principles,
第四个才考虑薪水多少，提升机会多少。
And after that, we can think about what the salary should be or what the chances of promotion are.
那当这个真理一上来
，When we bring the truth into the equation,
我们就发现我们找的工作不一定是世界上人认为最好的工作。
We may discover that the job that we find may not be widely considered a very good job to other people in the world.
但是这可能是神认为最好的工作。
But perhaps it is the best job that's suitable to you in God's eyes.
因为我们信仰可以持守。
Because we can uphold our faith.
家庭可以看顾。
We can take care of our family.
有健康的身体来服侍神。
And we have a healthy body to continue serving God.
那这个就是叫做爱是在真理的范围之内。
This is what it means for a love to rejoice in the truth.
所以我们爱我们的子女，但是我们的爱在带领我们家庭的方向，一定要在真理的范围。
So although we love our children, the way that we love them must be grounded in the truth.
这样我们做头在带领家庭，叫做正确方向。
And that, then we will lead them as the head of the household in the right direction.
所以有时候我们看到有的人虽然世界很成功
，Sometimes we see successful some successful people in this world.
但是家庭的信仰实在是值得怜悯了。
But the faith of their family is quite pitiable.
那如果能够把它倒过来
，Conversely,
世界上不需要这么成功。
One is not that successful in worldly standards.
但是家庭的信仰能够更好。
But they have raised the faith of their family.
从圣经的原则，这也是值得的。
From a biblical perspective, this is worthy.
因为如果我们不是真的为着爱神跟爱人。
For if we were not truly doing things for love of God and love of our fellow neighbors,
一直在世界追求成功到底有什么意义？
Then what is the true purpose in striving after success in this world?
一直在追求赚钱，这有什么意义？
What is the meaning of striving for making a lot of money in this world?
那如果我们真的爱神，
if we truly love God,
神的教训引导我们的路是不一样的。
The way that God's teachings guides us in a different kind of path.
所以爱是只喜欢真理。
Love rejoices in the truth.
让我们不被世界同化。
So that we are not conformed or assimilated to this world.
我们的价值观不被世界同化。
And our values are not conformed to this world.
我们爱我们的家庭带领的方向不被世界同化。
And the way we show love to our family and leading them in the right path is not conforming to the world.
那约翰福音的十七章第二个就在讲合一。
Now John chapter 17 talks about unity.
二十三节。
John 17, verse 23. 23, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me.
那到底合一的关键在哪里？
What is the key here in becoming one?
主耶稣说，我在他们里面。
Lord Jesus says, I in them,
你在我里面。
And you, God, in me,
使他们完完全全合而为一。
That they may be made perfect in one.
所以让我们所有的基督教能够合一的一个因素，就是主耶稣要在我们里面。
So one of the reasons how we can be as one in this Christian faith is to have Christ in us.
但是我们现在一看基督教强调的合一都是在讲爱。
But now we see that the unity or the oneness that many of the Christian churches emphasize on is love.
你看看很多的教派里面，它有各种不 它里面聚会的各种不同教会的人。
We see different denominations have different kinds of believers among their congregation.
哦，那这个各种不同教会的人，其实他们的信仰的教育不太一样。
And these the congregation the members of the congregation come from different churches, and their some of their basic beliefs are actually quite different.
但是他们就强调，我们就讲耶稣的爱，不同的不要讲。
But all they talk about and emphasize on is the love of Christ. They do not want to venture out and talk about the harder issues.
就是在爱里面合一。
And that is what it means to be united as one in love.
但是如果我们再回到圣经来看，
But if we return back into the Bible,
主耶稣在我们里面让我们合一。
Lord Jesus being in us to allow us to become one.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Lord Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
主耶稣不只是爱，主耶稣是真理。
Lord Jesus is not just love, He is the truth.
主耶稣讲的话就是真理。
And the words that He speaks is the truth.
那主耶稣讲的话有的是得救的关键。
And the words that he speaks, some of them are key to salvation.
我实实在在告诉你，
Most assuredly, I say to you,
人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
If a person is not born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
这是何等严肃的一句话。
How certain and solemn are these words?
不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
One is not born of the water and the Spirit, they cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
爱是只喜欢真理。
Love rejoices in the truth.
所有信耶稣的都要彼此相爱。
And all those that believe in Christ shall love one another.
但是在真理之下。
But they shall love one another in the truth.
就是我们强调主耶稣讲的话。
Which is we emphasize the words that Lord Jesus has spoken.
不但要在水里生，还要在圣灵里面生。
Not only shall we be born of the water, but of the Holy Spirit.
所以当真理有同样的看法。
So when we have the same perspective in the truth.
然后再加上基督的爱。
And then we put Christ's love with it.
那个叫做真正的合一。
Then that is what it means to be truly becoming as one.
真正的合一叫做真正主耶稣的身体。
And this becoming as one will become into a body of Christ.
我们就能够真正得救。
And then we can truly be saved.
所以爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
是在道理的引导之下。
And this is to be led under the truth.
所以爱是有方向、有内容的。
So love has a direction, it has content.
不会因为爱而迷失。
We will not be lost or distorted because of love.
爱的最后就是永生。
And the end of love is everlasting life.
与神在一起。
To dwell together with God forever.
我们来唱一首诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
低头来默祷。
Let us remain standing and pray in silence.